From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why is the Pentagon keeping tabs on school children? But first, this morning at the White House, President Bush met with the Prime Minister of Iraq, Ibrahim al-Jafri, to discuss the continuing Iraqi insurgency and progress toward a constitution. The President and the Prime Minister then took questions from both Iraqi and American reporters. Here's what President Bush had to say about the meeting.
I've enjoyed my discussion with you, Mr. Prime Minister. He is a frank, open fellow who is willing to tell me what's on his mind. And what is on his mind is peace and security for the people of Iraq. And what is on his mind is a democratic future that is hopeful.
President Bush will address the nation next Tuesday night to mark the first anniversary of the transfer of sovereignty to Iraq. The White House said the speech is important because many Americans have not heard the administration's strategy for success in Iraq. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, what is the purpose of the prime minister's visit here in the U.S.?
Madeline, the prime minister is here to confer with military and political leaders, raise the profile of the new government in Iraq. He's really not very well known over here. None of the new leaders there are. And he's here also to reassure Americans that the new constitution will get written this summer and will be submitted to a national referendum in Iraq in October and that it will be approved.
And Ron, President Bush fielded a question from an Iraqi reporter about whether there would be a timetable for U.S. troops to leave. And here's how Bush responded.
There are not going to be any timetables. I mean, I've told this to the Prime Minister. We are there to complete a mission, and it's an important mission. A democratic Iraq is in the interest of the United States of America, and it's in the interest of laying the foundation for peace. And if that's the mission, then why would you say to the enemy, you know, here's the timetable, just go ahead and wait us out. It doesn't make any sense to have a timetable.
And so, Ron, does that settle the matter?
It settles the matter as far as the White House is concerned, and I don't think that they or anyone in the Pentagon is going to be putting out the kind of timetable that he just described. But I think Congress is going to be increasingly restive on this subject, and they're going to want to have a set of milestones, at least in the imagination, to say October 15th with the referendum, then after that we reconsider, then at a certain other date we reconsider. They would like to have a schedule for reexamining the policy so that they have something to take home to their constituents.
Another timetable, if you will, October 15th, that's the date for the referendum on the new constitution?
Yes, and it's critical because this is really the legitimacy of the government that we have stood up there in that country, and it needs to pass this particular test to continue to give hope to people who expect this government to placate the country and end the fighting and the insurgency before it turns into a full-blown civil war.
And are they saying that the troops might begin to come home after that?
Some military figures have begun to suggest that there could be a reassessment of the level of troop power there, the troop levels there at that time. And that, of course, in a lot of people's minds will sound a little bit like a schedule for a drawdown on our forces.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.